Hello, welcome once again. This is Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Egede. We have in this series, Connections and Networking, been talking to you about what relationships are. Before we go into the third episode, I want you to take time, give us a like. Click the notification button because we want you to be informed when new episodes are published, and a subscription will also help you to see our past teachings because we have covered so much teachings in the past that you need to be informed about. They are highly educative and designed to be life transforming. Thank you for doing that. Our episode 3, we'll be discussing communication as a tool for effective relationship. Recall that in the past episodes, in 1 and 2, we have concluded that our life is all about relationships and connection to others, because there is nothing man can accomplish while alone. Everything is accomplished in relation to other people. While we are able to reach out to other people and other people reach out to us, that's where all our achievement, all that we know, all that we are, all that will be, are tied there. We have also said that it is natural for man to want to belong, as we are created for fellowship, for relationship, to be interdependent. And there is no human being that can exist all by himself without other people. You look at the life of the rich, you think that they have it all together. That's not true. Without the poor, the rich cannot exist. The rich is only rich because there are poor people around. If you own a factory, you are the managing director. You cannot be the truck driver. So you need somebody who will be truck driver. You need somebody to push the forklift. You need other people. If they are not there, there will be no factory. And in the same way, the poor will not exist without the rich. Take a medical doctor, for example. He may have all that it takes to tell you about health and wellness, what it takes to be healthy. But he needs the farmer for his food. The medical doctor does not produce his food, just like the farmer needs the medical doctor for his awareness also. So that's the way we are designed to live. So one vital tool for the creation and management of relationship is effective communication. All this communication, we have agreed, you can't survive without other people. But often and again, even among nations, you see war. For several years now, you see Ukraine has been fighting with Russia. You find the war in Gaza, the war between Israel and Iran. All these things come about because of poor communication. These are neighbors. If they can understand each other, there is nothing they are fighting about. The day they are able to communicate and get understanding, all those wars will end. So whether it's among nations, among individuals, within corporate bodies, among professional colleagues, the day we communicate enough to understand each other, no war has ever ended in the battlefield. After all the exchange of the firepower, they will come to the table and say, let's sit down, let there be a ceasefire. That's communication. And when that happens, relationships are restored because the people sat down to talk to each other. If you are shooting and I am shooting, nobody is talking, war will never come to an end. They must come to table to end war. Is it in families? The same thing. Communication is the bedrock of any relationship that we work well. So let's give ourselves to it. It involves a lot of sacrifice, as we'll be seeing, a lot of patience, also a lot of listening to other people, not being stuck on your own opinion. We help you to relate with other people. And why do you need to invest that much in the relationship? You cannot grow better than the quality of relationship that you keep. Is it a home? You have husband and wife living together, and so we have been married for 50 years. Good communication is the only thing that will drive peace in that place. So what do we call effective communication? Let me break it down. Is that process of exchanging information in a clear and concise manner to ensure what is said is what is heard and understood by all the parties. I read something recently. A little child was eating an apple and found that when he bites the apple and holds it, the inside of the apple turns brown. And he asked the dad, "Why is my apple turning brown?" And the father said, "When you bite off the coat that covers the apple, the apple gets exposed to the atmosphere, and the process of oxidization will cause the apple to turn brown." The child kept quiet. After a few minutes, he asked the father, "Were you talking to me?" Because a child that has not entered primary school, you are talking of oxidization, talking of atmosphere. You are actually not talking to that child. That's not communication. In communication, what is said and what is heard must be the same. It involves not just speaking or writing, but also active listening, understanding, and responding appropriately. There is appropriate response for every situation. So that's what we need to know about what effective communication is. Why is this effective communication important? We look at a number of reasons why it is important. Number one, you build trust and understanding. When communication is effective, there is trust. I've talked about nations that are warring, bombing each other. It's a lack of understanding. Clear and honest communication helps to build trust, create understanding between individuals or team. So the thoughts, intentions, feelings are shared freely. When we are transparent in communication, we gain trust, we gain reliability. It comes from our character. When you are speaking to somebody, he can see through what you are saying, that okay, this person means what he's saying when it is clear. But when what is said is different from what is heard, you know that there is no trust. When there is trust, what is said and what is heard will be the same, because prejudices would have been destroyed. Number two, when we have effective communication, conflicts are easily resolved. There is nothing, what are two people fighting over? It's really, nobody wants to be fighting. People love peace. Everyone wants to be at peace. But most of the time, when we go to war among ourselves, is because we have a misunderstanding. When you say, "Why are they fighting?" say, "There's a misunderstanding." They really did not understand each other. And that stems from bad communication. If the communication is right, there will be understanding. So more often than not, relationships fail, not because of divergent opinion, but because of lack of understanding. It was Harry Truman that said, "When we understand the other fellow's viewpoint, what he's trying to do, 9 times out of 10, he's trying to do the right thing." Nobody wakes up, as like when I was learning to drive, the person who taught me driving, he said, "Enter the highway and start driving." I said, "I'm just learning. I've not." He said, "Nobody left his house to say, 'I want to hit somebody today.' Since you don't know how to drive, those who know how to drive will avoid you." Everybody wants to avoid trouble. Everybody wants to avoid conflict. So nobody leaves his house and says, "Today I'm going to have conflict." No. People naturally want peace. So they want to do the right thing. Let's go with that mind, that somebody is not coming out to make trouble, to start off a conflict and things like that. That's an aberration. The normal human being is interested in peace. So conflicts are resolved and differences settled through constructive feedback. When we communicate, we're able to hear. Sometimes, you know, the Bible says every man's way is right in his own eyes. What you feel is right, you can be sincerely wrong. You didn't know. You are just doing it because that is what you feel is right in your own eyes, unless somebody comes to explain further to you. And when you listen very well, you find that conflicts are resolved. So we have said you build trust and understanding. Number two, conflicts are resolved. The third reason why effective communication is important is to strengthen bonds between people, between nations, between members of a team. So whether it is people individually, whether our people in a team, in a home relationship, among family members, when we understand each other, we become very good friends. It won't, like I said, in a relationship, anything can bring people together. We may just meet in school. Not all your classmates will become your friends. You may meet in a church. Not every church member will become your friends. It's communication that will make people to gravitate towards each other, and the bonds will be strengthened. Why? Because they have that mutual understanding. Somebody speaks, the other understands. You find that they reach an agreement, and prejudices are broken. Like somebody said recently, the daughter in Canada is living, sharing apartment with another Nigerian. And the mother asked, what tribe is the Nigerian you are sharing apartment with? And the daughter said, I don't know. He's a Nigerian. Two of us just met as Nigerian, and we are bonded. Nobody asked the other, which state are you from, or what language group you belong to? He said, he's a Nigerian. And I wish we will all get to that level where we break every prejudice and understand ourselves. That you are not good because you are from a particular tribe, and you are not bad because you are from a particular tribe or particular language group or particular religion or particular race. Human being, a good human being is a good human being wherever he's come. So we receive people with open mind, and we are able to relate and reach an understanding to know that there is no tribe that doesn't have good people. There is no tribe that doesn't have bad people. So you find relationship going from casual to very close ties. These relationships are deepened, and emotions are freely shared. People are willing to submit themselves. Support and validations are issued and received in an environment where information is passed effectively. We need to be conscious of it if we are going to build a relationship that will endure, from which we also will be beneficiary. So the fourth reason we need effective communication in relationship is growth and development. Growth and development comes to individual, it comes to team, it comes to nation, it comes to corporations when there is good feedback. This feedback helps individuals to attain self-reflection. When people tell you what you are doing is wrong, and they say it in a way that you are able to receive it, to think about it, you have received a feedback which will drive you into self-reflection if you are an open person, open to communication. So this will promote your personal growth and development. We have said, I read that from the Bible, that every man's way is right in his own eyes. People go out to do things because they feel that is what is right, not because they are wicked. It is the extent to which they know. So the reason you do a thing is because of the feeling that that thing in your own eyes is the right thing to do. If somebody was arrested for armed robbery, and in his confession he said he did not see anything wrong with killing anybody that is driving a good car, because in his own imagination, there is no way you will buy a good car if you are not one of those who stole the society into destruction and the problem that will go through society. But this is a wrong opinion. There are so many people that drive good car. They work so hard. They work for their money. But if you don't know what to do, you will think that every person driving good car is a thief. That's not true. So this person can be counseled. He can be enlightened through effective communication in a correctional center. He has to, first of all, go into a correctional system. That's why prison is not a place where you are supposed to go and get destroyed, but a place where there will be counselors, there are psychologists, there are people to tell you, there are people who will teach you vocation, and you come out from that place a better person. It is not enough to change name from prison to correctional center. We must be truly correctional in nature and in disposition. And finally, when we prioritize effective communication, individuals can build stronger and more resilient relationships that should withstand challenges and foster mutual growth. Both parties will grow by it. I wish one day I would just hear that Ukraine and Russia have sat together and reached an understanding, ended their war, and productivity starts all over again. You find wheat going all around the world and the Russian gas going wherever it should go. As it is with nations, it is with us as individuals. This is the point where we'll draw the curtain today on the Candid Cast. See you in our next episode as we'll be continuing in this same series. God bless you.